And more importantly, we'll talk about how people can save money, because that's what pharmacy benefit managers help people do. We're hired by small businesses, big businesses, government programs, and others to stand between them and the drug companies and the drug stores to make sure that we get the best discounts available. Pharmacy benefit managers represent thousands and thousands of companies and have a lot of purchasing power. So we have a lot of clout to go to the drug companies and say, hey, you're charging too much. We need a better discount. And we run programs like Medicare Part D, which are very popular with seniors, to make sure people have a lot of choices, but also have the best and lowest premiums available. So the good news is, despite all the angst, all the concern people have on high drug prices, there are some things people can do to save money if they have insurance and have coverage, and I can help walk through some of that today.
What are some of the things an individual can do to help reduce the cost or keep an eye out? What are sort of the things that they need to do when they're looking for to fill that prescription?
Sure. Well, if you flip over your insurance card, there's an 800 number, a pharmacy services number that a lot of people don't even know is there. If you call that number and give them your member number, which is on the card too, they can walk through all the drugs that you have. That's the pharmacy benefit manager you'll be talking to, but it's pharmacy, it's pharmacists, it's technicians, clinicians, and others. And they can say, hey, look, are there generics you could be taking that are less expensive? Is there 90-day home delivery, which would be less expensive and more convenient for you than going to the drugstore once a month? Are there more affordable drugstores you could be going to? Are you taking two of basically the same drugs that may have been prescribed by different doctors at different times without each other's knowledge? Maybe we don't even need to be taking one of those drugs. There are a lot of easy ways that people can save money. Unfortunately, if you call that 800 pharmacy services number on the back of your card, they can walk you through it and show you ways to save money right there, so you don't have to kind of do the paperwork yourself. They'll help you out with it.
Does that work for just a temporary medication you might be taking, or something that is something that has to get refilled monthly because you have a chronic issue? Does it work for both situations?
It's really for the chronic conditions. If you just have, it's like you need an antibiotic because you scraped your knee or have a sore foot or something like that that you're getting at the drugstore, that's probably not something that your insurer or your pharmacy benefit manager can help you with. But the real expense that people have and the drugs they're taking, especially as they get a little older, are drugs for cholesterol, high blood pressure, you know, a whole number of different conditions of drugs they're probably going to be taking for the rest of their lives. That's where pharmacy benefit managers come in and can save an awful lot of money in the short run and the long run. If you flip over that insurance card, call that pharmacy services number, or go to the website of the insurer and just say, look, I need to save money on drugs. Help me do it. They'll help you.
We get a prescription from our doctor that has one medicine, and he gets influence maybe from pharmaceutical reps or just other things that he's used to doing. How do we make sure what we're getting is going to fulfill the same, get the same accomplishments, that our side effects aren't going to change? Where should that discussion take place?
Well, that's a really good question. And the doctor or whoever's prescribing the drug, that's the most important person. And they usually get it right. But where they get it wrong sometimes is they may not prescribe a drug that's unsafe, but they may prescribe a drug that's too expensive when there are cheaper versions available. Most doctors don't bother to look at the person's health insurance policy to see which drugs have the cheapest copay, and that's what most people want. Most people, especially if they're taking drugs for the first time, would rather start on the cheapest possible drug, and if for some reason it doesn't work, they can move to a more expensive one. The challenge is that they start on the most expensive brand name drug and get comfortable with it. They may never want to change to the less expensive one, and they may find themselves someday being able to not able to afford their medication. So that's where the pharmacy benefit manager helps, because when the person goes to pick up their drugs at the counter, the pharmacist will say, hey, there's a generic available. There's something much more affordable available. Do you want that? And that exchange can really save people a lot of money.